This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us right here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program. On the way here, apparently there's protests going on outside of at least one Amazon fulfillment center. People are mad at Amazon for various different reasons. We can explain or attempt to explain some of those. Also, Melanie, you want to talk about shooting government bureaucrats. So we'll get into that one on the way here. And, Mark, you've got a politician who's been arrested for child abuse.
Correct.
In California. We can talk about all of those things. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. On Saturday night, there was a call that came in about asset forfeiture. And I'd said we were going to get to the story, but we just never had a chance. This sometimes happens here on Free Talk Live. If it's a busy night on the phones, you know, we may have great show prep ideas, things that we want to talk about, but ultimately we will take your calls first and foremost. So that's actually what we're going to start the show out tonight with, because Tom is in New Hampshire, and he's listening online at freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, as far as the Free State Project movers need to know something here. See, last winter, there was a really cold spell at the end of the year, and I was having trouble with my furnace. Mm-hmm. And it seems that I made this blunder of, see, I took their word for it that you can use heating oil and this cool additive that prevents it from freezing, except that it doesn't work. It doesn't stop the heating oil from
heating oil can freeze?
Oh, yeah, heating oil instead of kerosene. It was real cold, and they sell you this additive, and it doesn't stop the heating oil from freezing out in the outdoor tank.
Oh, you have an outdoor tank. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And so I wanted to pass along what wound up happening besides the night that it was so cold that we didn't have any heat and the pipes wound up freezing, and that is staying home and crank up the thermostat to the max, and when it finally sputters out in the just the pre-dawn hours, I figured out, hey, I go out there with this bucket of water and pour the water onto the pipe that leads from the tank to the house. And then I press the reset button, and sure enough, it starts working a little more because I warmed up the heating oil that was in the pipe from the tank to the house.
So it's a bucket of hot water?
A bucket of, well, you can use cold water, too, because cold water is still way warmer than the pour point of heating oil.
And then, interestingly, according to Google here, heating oil freezing temperature, it is under normal circumstances. It occurs when temperatures reach approximately 16 degrees Fahrenheit.
And it gets colder than that in New Hampshire in the winter.
Sure does.
Yeah.
So what I
that's balmy some days.
So I crank up the heat to the maximum in order to draw down the tank, and I got a kerosene can, which is like a gasoline can, and you can use diesel if there's no gas station in your area that sells kerosene out of the pump. But
right.
I have a gasoline station in my town that sells kerosene right out of the pump. So I felt that, you know, running back and forth like that to fill the tank in order to improve the ratio, because kerosene has a much lower pour point. And that lasted till the next morning. It only sputtered out once. I only had to save it one time.
Wow, this sounds like it was a nightmare, because the time you're talking about, the temperatures had gotten down well below freezing for 2 weeks, basically, solid, at least here in New Hampshire.
Yeah. It was
a crazy winter last winter.
And so I just got to make sure people understand that additive they tell you all about, putting that
it's
in
bunk.
Heating oil, does not work. You got to use kerosene this time of the year. Maybe you can get away with heating oil in April.
So a heating, so a so essentially one of these burners for heating oil will also burn kerosene. It has no problem going.
Oh yeah, they're totally compatible with each other.
As
and,
is diesel.
And it puts the pour point. It puts the pour point, you know, somewhere in between. And then as you draw down the tank and refill it with just kerosene in the wintertime. But you might get away with heating oil in April or, you know, October. But I would definitely
all of our listeners in Florida and Mexico right now are like, whatever.
Well, I don't have to deal with this crap.
I think that it's interesting to see what the Yankees deal with.
Yeah.
If you have to, it makes you feel smug, if nothing else, right?
Does it?
Oh, yeah. As a Floridian.
You feel smug, or the Floridian feels smug?
I was a Floridian for a long time.
But now you feel smug because you have to deal with a bunch of cold stuff?
No. What I feel like is that I'm going to go to Florida next week. This week.
Yeah, but somebody's still got to run the heater.
Yeah, that's fine.
At your house.
Mine's inside. I'm fine.
Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. I'd never seen an outdoor heating oil tank, but I guess if your room in your house is limited, you got to put it outdoors, which would make life difficult.
It clearly does.
During at least 1 month out of the year. So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The story that I wanted to share tonight is about asset forfeiture. It was brought up on Saturday night, and I thought, you know, we need to talk about this. CJ Saramella.
Hold on. I just thought about something. It's quite possible that you could put in a sort of an auxiliary tank. So the pipe comes in to a tank. The tank fills up in sort of a vacuum. And then the pipe leaves the smaller tank to go to the furnace. That would mean that on the coldest nights that you don't have to worry about it, the pipe outside freezing up, because even if it does, there's still the smaller tank with some amount of heating oil. Maybe it's, 10 gallons or something.
So 2018 writes Reasons, CJ Ciaramella, was a bad year for civil asset forfeiture, the infamous practice by which police can seize property even if the owner is not charged with a crime. In late summer, Philadelphia settled a class action federal lawsuit over its aggressive asset forfeiture program. How aggressive? One 78-year-old pensioner had $2,000 seized after police found her possessing a small amount of marijuana, which her retired husband had been using to alleviate his arthritis. The city agreed to drastically curtail when and how it seizes property from residents and to set up a $3 million fund for victims of its sticky-fingered cops. Which is surprising that happened, but it happened. Apparently, asset forfeiture will continue, of course, in Philadelphia, albeit in a limited form. But the salad days when police and prosecutors could seize 300 to 500 homes per year, according to the lawsuit, are now over. Earlier in the summer, a federal judge struck down Albuquerque's asset forfeiture program, ruling the city, quote, has an unconstitutional institutional incentive to prosecute forfeiture cases because, in practice, the forfeiture program sets its own budget and can spend, without meaningful oversight, all of the excess funds that it raises from previous years. That's a quote from the federal judge in that case.
I would agree that that's a real problem. However, that's been going on for decades.
Right. Only now is the court system actually doing something about it. After decades of abuse and stolen homes and cars and, property of a various
100
types.
Homes a year, apparently, in New Mexico. Was that New Mexico?
No, they claim here, it's not clear if it's Philadelphia who was seizing 300 to 500 homes a year or if that's like a nationwide number. The article doesn't make that clear. The statistic comes immediately after discussing Philadelphia's and its seizures, but it's not clear.
Got it.
The U.S. Supreme Court, which previously seemed reluctant to interfere in such cases, has agreed to consider an asset forfeiture challenge out of Indiana. Arch-conservative Justice Clarence Thomas also sharply criticized the practice in a 2017 dissent in a different case. He wrote at the time, quote, these forfeiture operations frequently target the poor and other groups least able to defend their interests in forfeiture proceedings.
Yeah, I dislike when they call, Thomas and Scalia conservative justices. They're originalists. They read the Constitution as saying what the Constitution says. Now, I don't agree with every ruling they make, but that's their claim.
Oh, I don't agree with everything the Constitution says either, so I would expect that.
Yes.
We got more coming up here. In fact, Melanie went to law school, so I imagine you've got an opinion about asset forfeiture. We'll get into all of that. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Has it been used against you? Have you ever gone through this nightmare of having the government charge your property in court, and then you have to hire an attorney to try to get it back? It's Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into one of those rooms. We will get you on the air, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
So Bitcoin.com, that is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is, of course, where it all started. And over the last couple months and into early January, we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of Bitcoin. It has, as of October 31st, 2008, so more than a decade ago now, that was when the white paper was released. And then Bitcoin itself, the actual software, was released, I think it was January 3rd, if I recall correctly, January 3rd of 2009. So basically like a three-month time frame, or two-month, I guess, time frame, where we can celebrate Bitcoin's birthday. And so go to Bitcoin.com, because even though it's been a decade, in my opinion, we're still at the very beginning of cryptocurrency.
Yeah, if you were at the very the first 10 years of the Internet, you'd be very, very early.
Exactly. And the first 10 years of the Internet would have been like in the 80s, right? Like back when it was...
I don't know the entire...
most rudimentary system between colleges, right? It was initially...
My understanding is the Internet is difficult to nail down.
As far as when it started.
Right. That as soon as you decide that there's a time that the Internet started, then somebody is going to disagree with you vociferously. Like the kind of disagreement where it's, is it GIF or GIF? That
right.
kind of disagreement.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody's got a real opinion.
It's GIF, by the way.
I think I say GIF.
Yeah, it's GIF. So
but the people that argue that it's
GIF... And we're not
GIF,
talking about the peanut butter. We're talking about the image type,
right,
GIF.
Yeah, the people that argue that it's GIF make very good points.
Sure, no doubt, no doubt. But I believe the creator of it has said that it was...
He pronounces GIF. It...
or GIF, rather.
Yeah, GIF. And the creator... But, I mean, is it possible the creator could have mispronounced the word that he... I mean, I'm sure it's an acronym, right? Graphic.
Probably, yeah.
Interface, probably. I don't know.
Something like that, yeah.
Photon.
Maybe you're right.
That's not how you spell
no,
photon.
No, photon.
whatever it is, it's probably an acronym.
Yeah.
And the simple fact that the creator made an acronym does not mean that the creator pronounced the acronym correctly.
That's true.
There's really good arguments on the GIF side, so much so that I have almost been convinced. However, I will never change my mind simply because it's too hard for me to change my mind. I've just been saying GIF too long.
All right. So as I was saying, you can go to Bitcoin.com. You can learn more about Bitcoin there and cryptocurrency. In fact, you know, there's the usual people who are touting the end of Bitcoin. But it bounced back a little bit today. Went back over $3,500 per Bitcoin. The altcoins are all up, it seems like. So
December.
Well, are you saying that means something?
I'm saying people don't pay their bills in December half the time, so they also probably sell off investments.
So you're suggesting that
the Bitcoin price spiked last December, like the 21st.
You're saying because they're selling off, the price should go down.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Well, the price went up today, is what I'm saying. It
right,
went up from $3,200.
Overall.
Sure, it's down over the last year. But it's also up overall. If you look at the entirety of Bitcoin's history, it's only down to around summertime 2017 levels at this point. So it is important to keep perspective and learn the basics over at Bitcoin.com. In fact, speaking of Bitcoin, that's one thing that the government's going to have a tough time getting a hold of as far as asset forfeiture is concerned. You know, because they can only forfeit an asset, go through this court process on something they have physically taken from you, whether it be cash in a bank account, whether it be your truck or car, the thing that you're driving, the house in which you're living. As long as you don't give government easy access to your cryptocurrency, and here's how you do that, by the way, if you put your crypto in a wallet that you don't control.
Yes.
So if you put it into Coinbase, for instance, which is kind of like the big bank of cryptocurrency, if you put it into one of these online wallets where you don't have control of the keys to the wallet, but the place that you're putting it in has those keys, well, then the government can show up there and take the Bitcoin from you. But if it's in a private wallet, one that you control the keys to, as long as your keys are kept securely, then the government won't have access to it, and therefore they can't do asset forfeiture on it. Now, we're talking about civil asset forfeiture here, not the criminal side of it. There's criminal and civil asset forfeiture. In this case, we're talking about where they can go after houses, cars, all kinds of possessions. But finally, it looks like the courts are actually striking some of this stuff down. And now the U.S. Supreme Court is agreeing to take on an asset forfeiture case out of Indiana. The increased willingness of federal judges to consider the perverse profit incentives created by asset forfeiture, this according to Reason.com, together with the possibility of a Supreme Court ruling on the issue, raises a real question. Are we seeing the twilight of such programs in the United States? Is this the beginning of the end of asset forfeiture?
I'm thinking so. At this point, the public is thoroughly against it. Many states have outlawed it. You're finding politicians that run in, on it. And
is the public against criminal asset forfeiture, or is it just civil asset forfeiture?
I think that it's mostly, like, so they hear the term asset forfeiture, but it's civil asset forfeiture is the worst part.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal asset forfeiture is, I can make a pretty good case for it. Let's make a case here. All right, you've got $100,000. I pop you over the head with a club and take your $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's that? Robbery and aggravated assault, right?
Okay.
I then keep the $100,000 and I intend to use it to fight the court case against, well, the state and you. Presumably, you're a witness for it, and hire a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Should I be able to do that?
No,
no,
you should not if it wasn't your money in the first place.
Right. That's criminal asset forfeiture.
Is it, though?
That's kind of circular reasoning, though, because I have to determine that you're guilty in order to tell you that you can't hire a lawyer.
Right.
Okay. But isn't usually criminal asset forfeiture where they take drug dealers' money and stuff like that, where it's like legitimately earned money?
They will.
Like, how often is it what the situation you're describing?
I don't know.
Yeah, people, that, like, just direct theft isn't really that lucrative. And if it's, you know, they're not going to spend.
Most thieves aren't stealing $100,000.
Yeah, they're not going to spend all that time and money and resources to go after the $200 that you, you know, stole out of somebody's car.
That's true. Whereas when you see the car driving down the road of a drug dealer, you ever seen this where the cops will like emblazon their logo on
yeah.
like a really sweet SUV or fancy sports car, something like that, and it says, "We took this from a drug dealer because war on drugs," or whatever.
No guarantee that that's not civil asset forfeiture. But it certainly could be taken through criminal asset forfeiture, too. And as
but
long
do you
as,
have to get a conviction before you do the criminal asset
as
forfeiture?
As long as you've got the war on drugs, criminal asset forfeiture makes sense. The war on drugs is wrong, but criminal asset forfeiture is just a necessary part of it. You got to stop it, but you'd have to stop the war on drugs, not the criminal asset forfeiture.
Yeah, I hope we can see the end of the war on drugs in our lifetime. That would be wonderful. Unfortunately, it's a long road ahead of us. It's been brutally difficult to just end the war on marijuana, and that one we're still working on. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. You can share your thoughts on asset forfeiture of either type. And are you a supporter of this? Is there anybody out there who supports civil asset forfeiture? It's Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Former FBI Director James Comey rips lawmakers who brought him up to Capitol Hill to testify before two committees.
So another day of Hillary Clinton's emails and the Steele dossier. This, while the President of the United States is lying about the FBI, attacking the FBI, and attacking the rule of law in this country, how does that make any sense at all?
The search continues for Colorado mother Kelsey Barrett, who went missing on Thanksgiving Day. Her fiancé was the last person to see her. He's been cooperating with the police. Cheryl Barrett is holding out hope that her daughter is found.
I still know somebody knows where she's at. Somebody has seen her. We just need to get her face out there, and people need to be able to recognize her.
The NASDAQ, S&P, and Dow all lost today, with the NASDAQ falling 508 points to 23,593. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, fast delivery defined the year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoyed the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Talking about asset forfeiture, one of the awful things that the government does. They do a lot of awful things. Asset forfeiture is one of the worst. It results in people having their stuff stolen from them by these government bureaucracies, and then the stuff itself ends up having to have a court trial, charges essentially brought against the stuff. We saw this happen here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do the show from. Back in, I think it was 2014, a local shop got raided in downtown Keene. It was called Fat Stuff, P-H-A-T, Fat Stuff. It was a head shop that existed for a long time. It was originally in a different town in the region, and they moved into Keene and were very successful, you know, successful enough to get a Main Street location and be open for a few years. And then all of a sudden, the DEA, the federal government, showed up in a multi-jurisdictional task force and basically stole every piece of, you know, every bong, every pipe, every piece of hardware in the store. They left a few dugouts, one-hitters, and some rolling papers, I think, behind. But they took $100,000 in store inventory from these people, at least. And also took the dude's truck. They raided his bank account. And all of these things were taken from these folks without any kind of criminal conviction at all.
Well, there were charges.
There were charges, but the conviction didn't come until later. And the conviction was a plea deal in his case.
Well, it's almost always a plea deal. But you see,
and they ruined his business, and he shut it down.
Yeah, they ruined the family's life. I mean, you know,
didn't they go through a divorce or come close to it?
That was a different family that you're thinking of.
Oh, okay.
That was, I don't believe that they've, but, they, yeah. you know, made things very, very difficult. You know, money stress will destroy a relationship. As I understand it, the family is still together.
Oh, good.
And, but it's
just no longer doing the thing they did for a decade.
No. Yeah. You know, had to go out and find different work, and they found it very difficult. Hey, you know, it was a job change that they were not expecting.
Right.
But it's...
All their employees got fired because... Business closed.
Yeah, that may very well be a criminal. That may be very well be criminal asset forfeiture that occurred there.
In some, I think they started moving on that stuff before the conviction.
Yeah, well,
the idea behind criminal, correct me if I'm wrong, Melanie, is you have to have a conviction before you can go through criminal asset forfeiture. Isn't that not right?
I don't know.
They
I know
hold
you
the
don't
property.
Need one for civil.
Correct. Daryl's nodding. He's saying yes in the background.
I would think you could just hold the items until the plea bargain goes through.
Yeah, I don't know.
As a matter of fact, they
confiscate. We could definitely hold it as evidence, if nothing else. Mm-hmm. Even silly things like cash that aren't evidence of anything.
Didn't they sell Ross Ulbricht's Bitcoin before the trial?
I don't remember the timetable there.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Well,
I bet that's answered in the new documentary series, Railroaded, which you can watch for free over at freeross.org. You're talking about the founder of the Silk Road, the world's first underground drug marketplace.
All I would say is that in the worst, most egregious civil asset forfeiture cases are when they take the money. Or take whatever the item is.
Mm-hmm. No charges.
And there's no charges against the person. They just, you know, it's just a civil case against whatever the item is. And obviously...
The classic example is the old lady who takes all her money out of her mattress. She wants to go from one house to another, traveling somewhere, and she gets pulled over for whatever reason. The cops find her life savings. And I'm not making this up. This actually has happened at least once. I remember we talked about it years ago on Free Talk Live. Cops take her life savings from her and says, oh, this must be the proceeds of drug dealing. Now, we don't have any evidence you're an actual drug dealer.
Nope.
We're not charging you with being a drug dealer.
Nope.
But you've got tens of thousands of dollars here. Well, you must be a drug dealer. So
right.
That's ours now.
Basically just
thanks,
claiming that cash is
evidence
of a drug deal. Of course, they don't go after the Brinks truck.
No. Yeah, exactly. Well, they're licensed. It's okay. They've paid the government so they can have a bunch of money. During the last 5 years or so, according to Reason.com, more than half of states have passed some form of asset forfeiture reform, including New Hampshire, limiting what was once a free-for-all cash grab, benefiting law enforcement. In places such as Mississippi, the reforms were modest. New annual reporting requirements, for instance. New Mexico and Nebraska, however, now mandate criminal convictions before property is forfeited. Most states have landed somewhere in the middle, adding procedural protections for property owners and rebalancing the burden of proof in forfeiture hearings. Until recently, a major roadblock to all these reforms was Jeff Sessions. The former U.S. Attorney General rolled back Obama-era restrictions on asset forfeiture and emboldened state and local law enforcement to ramp up their seizures and bypass stricter state laws by partnering with federal authorities. How much longer that loophole remains open depends on Congress. But at the very least, you do have a case going to the Supreme Court, which, as they say here, is apparently a rarity. So what sort of precedent will that set? That remains to be seen. Hopefully we will get an update on this as that continues to develop.
We've got an old precedent, and we need a new precedent. So they got to kill the old precedent and get a new one.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. Melanie, you had a story also sourced out of Reason.com, which is a great, mostly libertarian journalistic website. This one's about, is it just about killing cops or just killing all bureaucrats?
He was non-specific.
Okay.
So, yeah, Reason did allow this to be published, which surprised me, and it's still up, which surprises me.
So this is fresh? Okay.
It's from... It was apparently originally in August 2017, but they reposted it like 2 weeks ago.
All right. Let's hear it.
So it's called When Nonviolence Isn't Enough. The police demanded Habar, a black man, step out of his vehicle. Dash cam footage shows that he calmly complied. Yet one officer immediately spun Habar around, bent his arm, and slammed him against his Hyundai. He flipped Hubbard again, punched him in the face, and kicked his groin. Hubbard screamed and put his arms up to protect himself, the other officers joined in.
Then started yelling, "Stop resisting."
Of course.
Inevitably.
They threw Havarov to the ground, but continued to punch, hammer, and kick him. When he tried to protect his face, they chanted the informal motto of American police, "Stop resisting." Even when he was subdued, prostrate with his hands behind his
prostrate.
Back.
Prostrate.
Yeah.
This is prostate and prostrate. There's a big difference between those two.
with his hands behind his back and two large officers pinning him down, one officer continued to pummel his skull.
Jeez.
Lucky to be alive, honestly.
Is he alive?
It doesn't say.
Yeah, I don't know. He's not doing it too well if he is, sounds like.
Usually you'll survive a beating.
I didn't see video of this. I don't know how intense it was. I mean, they're kicking him in the face or
that's
in the head.
Good.
So, yeah. Imagine you witnessed the whole thing. A thought occurs to you. You're armed. You could shoot the officers, perhaps saving his life or preventing him from being maimed and disabled. May you do so. Below, I defend a controversial answer. Yes, you may.
I would say morally, you may. Practically, it's a terrible idea.
Well, I'll tell you, if you walk up on an incident, you don't know the whole story, whatever it is.
Whether it's a bar fight between two strangers or a police officer arresting somebody.
There's no way to know the whole story.
What if you saw the whole thing?
I just don't think you can. Like, under no circumstances do you know the whole story.
What if you know Habar, you're the other person in the car, or you were following them, or
if
whatever?
If you're involved, it's a different story, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it changes the situation.
But I get your point. If you just happen upon a fight, then you don't know what's going on.
My best advice is you really shouldn't get involved if you don't know what's going on. It sounds like in the circumstance, the way they're telling the story, the way they're choosing to frame the story, clearly Havar is a victim of police brutality.
It's also the case that if you have one guy, especially if you saw the whole thing, but if you come across a guy who is handcuffed laying on the ground with two cops on top of him beating him in the head.
There's no excuse for that.
Knowing what police are, the odds that they were the aggressors are infinitesimally high.
Yeah,
I would say the risk of mistake is abundantly reasonable at
that
point.
Even if the situation you're coming across where the cops are savagely beating a man who's in handcuffs, even if that guy was attacking the police before, then if you're a professional officer, once the handcuffs are on, that person is under control, basically. There's more coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open for you. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. If you want to sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us, just go to discord.lrn.fm and jump into one of those rooms there at the top of our list, and we'll join you there. In studio with you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Also, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Blank Home Security System special deal still going on through the 22nd of this month, where you can save up to a whopping 40% off of all of their outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. These are great cameras, HD quality, run off of batteries. They're wireless, so you don't have to deal with running wires, which is a huge hassle when it comes to installing a typical security system. So you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You don't have to deal with any kind of ongoing payments, right? Like, you know, a lot of these security companies, you got to pay monthly for monitoring and all that nonsense. In this case, you're the monitor because the Blink system sends you the clips when something's going on, when it detects something.
You can actually put one of these outside your front door,
mm-hmm.
and then you see when somebody's, say, delivering a package or just somebody comes up and knocks on the door or whatever. You can communicate with these also. You can hear, you know, get audio and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, they're not two-way, but yes, you can hear what's going on, which I think that's an important thing to point
out,
Mark.
Is there a microphone, too?
Yeah, that's how you can hear what's going on.
Yeah.
But there's not a speaker. You cannot talk back. But that's an important thing to point out, Mark, because most security systems, everyone I've ever seen, it's just video only. You don't get audio of what's going on.
Right.
So that's a really nice thing to have. And like I said, two AA batteries, super easy to replace those when they finally expire, which they do last up to 2 years. We've had ours, Mark, here at the studio, and you at your house as well for more than a year at this point, and they're going strong.
Yep.
So
you can put it up on the counter. So maybe you find out whether you catch the dog in the act of
oh, yeah.
you know, getting something off the counter, or the cat's not supposed to be up there, or whatever.
We've definitely caught naughty animals with security systems before. Blink is an Amazon company, by the way. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. You go there to get that special offer right before Christmas. Again, the offer expires December 22nd through December 22nd and or while supplies last. So if they run out, well, then sorry. There's no rain checks on this one.
Yep.
All right, we continue here. Melanie, you've got a story that is an opinion piece from Reason.com. Focusing on police abuse, it describes a situation in which a man is being severely beaten by police, a real-life situation, being severely beaten by multiple cops, even after he was put into handcuffs. And the author of the story asks the question, is it wrong, I mean, this isn't the exact question, but my summary of his question is it wrong to shoot the cops? Is it wrong to use violence against these aggressors who are obviously hurting somebody way beyond the call of duty? That's where we're at right here.
Yeah, and he says below, I defend a controversial answer, yes, you may. Shooting the cops in this case is dangerous. They may send a SWAT team to kill you.
You're going to die.
Yeah,
they probably
likely.
Will.
Yeah.
And in many places, it's illegal. I'm not aware of anywhere it's not, but
yeah.
Okay. I guess he didn't want to make an absolute statement. But
well, there's that song, I Shot the Sheriff, But I Did Not Shoot the Deputy, that one. And the sheriff was coming after me, and you know he has a whole story as to why it's okay. I mean, I don't know. How'd he do? Is he singing this on the death row. Right, on the hangman's platform? I'm not sure.
But it is nevertheless morally permissible, indeed heroic and admirable.
I agree.
You have the right to defend yourself and others from state injustice, even when the government agents act in their official capacity and follow the law.
Now, we've talked about situations like this before, and I have said, because I don't support using... I don't think violence solves problems generally. I certainly don't think that killing
I don't think it's going to solve this problem.
Is going to solve this problem. I think that it's impractical in this case.
You're probably better off going, hey, fellas, you're on candid camera.
Yeah, that would help, having a visible camera showing that. But I had suggested
streaming through Cell 411 that you can get at getcell411.com.
It's a great app.
That way it's putting the video online as opposed to just on your camera.
They can take the phone and they can break the phone, but the video's
already out. Right. So that's important. Getting video of this stuff is the most important thing anybody can ever do. But I would not have a problem. And look, while I agree that it's morally permissible to come in with violence and, you know, shoot a cop in this circumstance, I don't think it's a good idea.
It's highly impractical.
But also, I think that if you're dealing with, like, there have been situations where there have literally been crowds of people, way more people outnumbering police, just watching while they savagely beat somebody. And I always thought, boy, wouldn't it be interesting if the whole crowd of people got involved and stopped the violence from happening.
Yeah, and places where...
Without killing
people,
the cop.
And
right,
places
so
where...
It.
Well, that's not always a decision that you have at
in a
your,
crowd.
At your
no
option.
Doubt. No doubt.
You can't say, I'm going to hit you exactly enough to stop you, but to be sure that I'm going to stop you, but also sure I'm not going to kill you. That's
sure,
not a real option.
But if you hit somebody, it's less likely to kill a person than shooting
the
person.
Shoot in the head, yes.
Five people, however, can grab just about anybody
and hold them
and stop them. And that's what happened. There is video I saw of the cops that were doing just what you were talking about. They were beating a man.
Was this on the playing field of a sports game?
I don't think so.
Okay,
no.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And they were beating a man who was in cuffs, and they just the crowd of people all sort of pulled the officer off.
Where was this?
I'm gonna have to look it up during the break because I don't know.
This sounds amazing. Now, what I want to know is what happened to those people, right? Because then you're interfering with a police investigation or whatever. They're probably trying to come up with some BS.
You probably get an attempted murder charge, is what I've seen sometimes. Places where the majority or approaching a majority of people do not like the police, that happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's a crowd of people, but there's a crowd of people who are actually against you accosting and beating to death random people.
And they stopped it. These people stopped
at various success levels.
Yeah. I always thought it would be the most appropriate thing to do in that circumstance would be to have the crowd of people come in there, stop the psycho cop or cops from doing what they're doing, put them into their own handcuffs, and then leave them. And just everybody leaves.
Yeah.
and then get rid of the videos, because then they wouldn't be able to. Then the video is going to work against you in that particular case, because they're going to use the video to try to identify
and
you.
Then, like, again,
that video is going up online.
That's kind of also beside the point. So we have discussions about all kinds of issues where we ask, okay, is this a NAP violation or is this not a NAP violation?
NAP is the non-aggression principle.
Okay, so does this violate the non-aggression principle or does it not? And most of the time, we never really have these asides of, well, yeah, but it's a bad idea, and here's 18 reasons why I think it's a more... Like, we discuss whether or not we should legalize heroin, but we don't... We don't have any disclaimers there, and we discuss, you know, prostitution and, you know...
Well, I don't think that...
borderline fraud and all kinds of heinous things, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't have the disclaimer of, like, okay, and by the way, don't shoot a cop, but it's probably a good idea to actually say that, but I don't think we go as hard against any other issue.
I don't think you want to be on the radio and basically seen as encouraging something like that.
Right, yeah. So I'm not saying we shouldn't make it clear that we're not encouraging it.
Whereas if you get on the radio and say, end the war on drugs, I mean, that may be controversial for some people, but it's not, you know, they couldn't come up with something to charge you with, I don't think, in that particular case.
Yeah, so I just feel like whether it's a good idea gets sometimes conflated with whether or not it's immoral. In a way that nothing else really does.
Right, and you're right. I mean, it's an interesting discussion. It's one that is sort of part and parcel to, for lack of a better term, the libertarian experience. You know, there are people who feel very, very strongly about these issues. And the reality is most of the sane ones, like you, Melanie, you know, you feel strongly when it comes to police and violence against the police. You don't oppose the use of it. You're not going to feel sad if something bad happens to a cop. But at the same time, you know better. You know better than to advocate for it or to...
You shouldn't shoot cops for the same reason that you shouldn't shoot heroin. It's a bad plan.
Okay.
I would say this is that police officers are, people doing jobs, and if they're doing something bad, then they deserve consequences for their actions, just like anybody else. There's nothing special about putting the uniform on. It's just clothing, and they've just got a job. If they're doing something good, which I presume they do most of the time, barring the fact that they accept, their checks are funded by tax dollars and taxation is theft. But barring that, if they're just doing, generally good things, then I don't see any particular problem.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join the discussion here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also coming up, protests outside of Amazon. At least one Amazon fulfillment center. We'll tell you what that's all about on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.